Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go right on out and look at the composite trade in Kansas City. March wheat, 861 and a quarter, down 3. July, 877 and 3 quarters, down 4 and a quarter. March wheat in Chicago, 812, down 2. May, 824, down 2 and a quarter. July, 829 and 3 quarters, down 3 and a quarter. March corn, 723.5, down 7.25, now down 7.5. May, 726 and 3 quarters, down 7. July, 723 and 3 quarters, down 6.5. December 13, 623.5, down 4.5. January soybeans, 1495 and a quarter, now 95 even, down 1. March, 1488, down 3.5. July, 1446, down 7. November 13, 1308.5, down 9. January soybean meal, $455.70, down $2. January soybean oil, $50.02, up 3 cents. December live cattle, $128.67.5, up $177.5. January feeder cattle, $153.65, up $57.5. February lean hogs, $85.05, they are down 35. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Looked like it was going to be a promising start for the bulls in the soybean pit. Well, after open outcry, it's all been given away.
Yeah, we gave up some ground here. We did see an announcement. We sold 151,000 tons of beans to unknown destination. Asia continues to be a buyer of beans, continuing to accumulate some inventory here as they secure numbers to work with. But, you know, once that was announced and got into the 9:30 trade, we saw selling pressure come into the marketplace. Technically, we went above the $15 resistance level in the January's up front here. It's going to be technically important to get back above there and stay above there to keep the uptrend intact. But with a little better forecast in the southern hemisphere, a little bit of profit taking coming into the marketplace here, see how we finish as we go into the 2 o'clock close this afternoon.
Well, it did appear that to start the day off, traders were of a mind to spread. They were looking like they were going to maybe you spend the day buying the beans and selling the corn.
The spread activity has been dominant here lately. In the bean sector itself, we like buying the July beans, selling the new crop November beans right here at about this 138 level. Feeling old crop demand is going to stay strong. New crop's going to be a little uncertain as we move down the road. We feel there's opportunity to make quite a bit on that spread. We're willing to risk, you know, about 20 cents on it. Feeling that the potentials that the old crop's going to hold compared to the new crop. Then, yeah, we're seeing spreads versus commodity. The second best spread trade would be in the wheat sector, buying Chicago wheat and selling Chicago corn, feeling that world demand for wheat's going to remain somewhat strong, whereas world corn demand is somewhat struggling. So we like that spread, risking about 10 cents on that spread. Both those trades are speculative trades. We recommend, you know, having price objectives and risk points to follow, and our brokers here are willing to help people do that.
Looks like after last week's big down move in the wheat department, the rudder fell off the corn, the wheat pit.
Well, wheat, you know, ran its cycle here. A lot of speculative interest was in the wheat sector with this physical cliff and uncertainty. You know, the tax codes as we go into 2013 generated a lot of liquidation. The open interest went down on this price break. Right now, you know, the market was in search of an eight-week cycle low. When you count from low to low, from a technical trader's point of view, the timing was right for it to sort of dig its heels in and try to find some support here. When you look at wheat on the world scale, we're seeing a situation where we are competitive worldwide, and with the ongoing concerns in the Western Belt, it suggests that wheat has found a low here, both fundamentally and technically. Our next speculative trade that we like is buying wheat and putting a sell stop under last week's low with the idea market's oversold and we're due to bounce from a technical point of view. And from the fundamental point of view, we feel that demand's going to come here to the U.S. to gather a little bit of inventory, which we've not seen in a long time, Dave.
Is volume going to be weak between now and the end of the year?
I'm sorry?
Is volume going to be weak between now and the end of the year?
It's going to be sporadic. I think as a whole, it's going to be somewhat on the light side here as traders look at other activities taking place here in the next 2 weeks. But there would be some news event occur to give reason to take a position or move in and out of a position. I feel that, you know, we could see volume pick up if that would happen. But for the most part here, it's kind of hard to imagine a big up or a big down here over the next 2 weeks.
What do you see for the dollar index?
Well, it's going to hinge on political news. We'll see if anything develops here over the next 2 weeks. But for the most part, the March dollar index, you can watch on the futures market. It appears that this 79 area is fairly good support. And any time we sort of poke our head up towards 80, there's going to be some resistance there. So we'll see if we move outside of those parameters.
We've talked pretty extensively about some speculative things. What if we're a hedger?
Very good question, Dave, because the guys are putting together marketing plans here. A lot of producers want February to come here real quick because their number one market strategy has been the crop insurance program.
Mm-hmm.
And they're cheering for higher prices as we move into that time window, so they have something to work with. As a producer, I feel the risk is to the downside. It's not to the upside. We're in a world situation here where something could happen to knock the wheels off the car here. So as a producer, we feel that downside protection is warranted here as we move into the early winter months. Our number one strategy from a producer's point of view, we feel that's warranted to help manage this risk would be to step up and buy July $6 corn puts and to step up and buy these July $12 to $12.40 bean put options to put a floor under us. We feel most of the risk is up front here. That gives us protection at least going into February. And when we get into February, you can sort of see where the prices are. The cost of doing some crop insurance business and seeing what type of price they guarantee. At that point, you can move out of these puts into those insurance products to give you protection into next fall.
If you wanted to let some of your crop go on the board, cash, what kind of dollar would you recommend beginning to sell at?
On a cash sale basis, I would have some scale-up orders in place. It appears this March corn futures at 750 area is going to be some resistance here. Bean-wise, I'd watch the January bean contract. If we can stay above $15, I think we could shoot towards 15.5. The market is starting to show some carry in the corn market, for say. Bean demand is kind of all up front through here. For those fairly well sold up, we can do some cash replacements on paper, where you can manage some risk with some futures or option positions.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn at 723 and a quarter, down 7.5. July 723 and three quarters, down 6.5. January soybeans are 1497 and a half, now 97 even up 1. November 13 are 1309.5, and they are down 8. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.